God, and those who hear shall live. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave the Son to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this. An hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice, and all will come forth, those who did the good deeds, evidencing their transformed lives by the gospel to a resurrection of life, those who committed evil to a resurrection of judgment. Be warned. He warns the Athenians. And we need to warn people today that you must know the true God and the true Christ, because there is eternal danger in a wrong view of God and a wrong view of Christ. The proof is settled that Jesus is the judge by the resurrection from the dead. What was the response? When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, "We'll hear you again concerning this." So Paul went out of their midst. Some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius the Areopagite and the woman named Damaris and others with them. Some mocked, sneering. Some postponed, "Hear you again." Some believed, repenting and believing. That's the right response. They came to know the knowable God, who is the eternal Spirit, the Creator, Lord of heaven and earth, the one who has spoken. And what has he said? Be warned, there is judgment, but you can escape that judgment through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no way to represent the true God unless you represent him based on the revelation of Scripture. So sometimes, as I said earlier, when we preach the true God and the true Christ and the true gospel, we have people who mock and sneer and postpone, but also those who believe. It's so important to know our God for who he is. Well, all of that to introduce you to the series of the attributes of God, so that you can know the fullness of God, for all that is true of God is also true of Christ, right? Also true of Christ.